This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
All right, one thing we're left with still in all of this is an empty seat at the head of the FBI, and your name was on that short list. You asked for it to be taken off. Why? Why do you think you're not the right person for that job?
I think the country can do better than me, quite frankly. I did have 20 years in the courtroom, Martha. That's the best job I've ever had. But the reality is, in this current political environment, I am known more for being asked to chair one committee than I am the 20 years I spent in the courtroom. And my first rule of friendship is don't ask friends to do things that are not in their best interest. And the Senate confirmation process would be dreadful and it'd be miserable. And quite frankly, I think the country deserves a woman or a man who is devoid of political taint. And whether I like it or not, whether I wish I could wash it off or not, I have been in politics for 6 years. I think I could be fair, but I don't know that I could get the job, and I don't know that I could convince a sufficient number of my fellow citizens that I would be fair. And quite frankly, they deserve an FBI director that is above reproach.
Well, quite interesting, you know, Trey Gowdy. And the thing that keeps him from being above reproach here is because he was a chairman of, you know, a committee that was out in the spotlight, the questions he's asked. But I've liked Trey Gowdy from day one, you know, being a former prosecutor, the way he approaches and investigates some of these things. Boy, he brings it right to the front and makes those difficult things, you know, and those hard to understand issues of governance. He has a way of explaining it that brings some calm and understanding, certainly appreciation, you know, to the debate.
I've always liked that he has his questions have a direction. He's not asking you useless questions. Everybody said they really liked Franken during the Gorsuch confirmation, and I thought his questions were stupid. I thought they were pointless.
Yeah. When somebody said and that makes it tough too. When you know, and you go, okay, his questions were great, and you go, okay, like help me understand. What did you think was great about his questions? You know, I don't know. But this is what bothers me sometimes with these investigations, these congressional investigations that take place, is that you have people who are not experienced, like Trey Gowdy. They don't know how to ask the questions, and they're relying on their staff for the questions to ask, and it's more of a show thing. It's like, okay, here, look at me, I'm here, and you know, all my constituents back home, I want you to know I'm doing a great job here. But meanwhile, it's like you're droning. You know, you're droning forever. You're not getting to the point. You know, get on with the questions. Let's figure out what the heck the problem is and what we can do to solve it. But no, let's go through all this political posturing. It's like, oh, please. You know, it's one big yawn fest. And so it's unimpressive. But, I've, needless to say, been impressed and grateful for Trey Gowdy's participation and what he has given, you know, to we the people. So, you know, we'll but he's right. It's going to have to be somebody who is going to have to be beyond reproach and no one that is politically minded. I know that Joe Lieberman's name was thrown out there, and I'm not sure why, because when I think of an FBI director, I'm not thinking of Joe Lieberman necessarily. Did you think of that, or was that a surprise to you too?
I was shocked and amazed that that name was thrown out there.
So, you know, hey, look it. I know President Trump, he's out there looking for the best man for the job. I mean, he's done this, and he's made some great hires here. So why not the FBI, especially in light of the focus right now? Yeah, or a woman. Absolutely. And whoever can go and make that happen. And, of course, we've got the special counsel now underway. So get ready. You know, more of our money going in that direction. But hey, if that's what it takes to finally get down to the nitty gritty and find out exactly what happened, hey, all power and glory to Robert Mueller. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, huh? You know, like Donald Devine had to say about Donald Trump. Gosh, I got to tell you, you got to be thankful that somebody was willing to step up and do something about this swamp that stinketh so bad out of D.C. But there's lots of cleaning up to do. And, you know, and you might say, and I've been saying this, is where's the fellow Republicans? Where are the fellow conservatives? I mean, they've just stepped back, you know, away from this president. And maybe in part, Michael Dougherty, I'm going to bring Michael Dougherty on right now, who is talking to us live from London. He's at the Cybersecurity Summit there. I guess, you know, breakfast in London is so good, we just want to stick around there, right?
Yeah, I'm here actually for another week and a half, and it's, wow. It's not breakfast. Yeah, it's 3:07, almost ready for a spot of tea, but it is, it's just an interesting place to be right now, because they're like, the British are like, have their box of popcorn, are just watching the U.S. news, and it's the best soap opera they've ever seen. It's almost embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. What are they telling? This is the fun thing about being outside the country. When I was in Ireland, everybody wanted to talk about Trump, and I'm sure they are the same way, and watching all this stuff, and maybe even, you know, considering, they're probably going, oh my goodness, are we looking at the great American experiment finally dismantling once and for all?
Well, actually, it's funny. I was here a year ago, and the BBC had the most biased, vile attack documentary on him. It was ridiculous. This time, although I haven't seen any BBC, I'm here actually meeting a lot of people. And there's a fascination. There's almost an enjoyment, because everybody likes to watch the powerful poked. So they're shocked and amused. A lot of them are very amused by him. And they just don't know what to think. You know, they just don't know what to think. I think that's safe to say. I mean, and if they have something negative to say, it's the complete mirror of what someone would say in the United States. Oh my gosh, he's just, it's just parroting. So they don't, they don't know, but they find it, you know, people outside the United States find it amazing that we can have this type of situation. And I say that if we have a serious conversation, I'm like, well, you know what? What's great about the country? We can change course. We can ultimately clean house. We can, you know, and Donald Trump was the ultimate, you know, sticking up one of the digitals to the Washington establishment, regardless of party, and including the media, who is great at story suppression. So it's been an interesting time here.
What's all brought to you by the First Amendment, you know?
That's right.
without the First Amendment, it's not going to happen. And here it is, you know.
And they do the best they can to make it the Half Amendment. It's amazing how they whistle past the graveyard on things. I don't know. And you know, with this cybersecurity thing this week, you know, I marvel because I'm like, where are the investigative reporters asking the question? I mean, our press is sports announcers, but I want to know how these tools got out of the NSA, how the shadow brokers get their hands on them, who weaponized it. Is anyone asking that question? I'm like,
only Michael Dougherty. Okay, and so give us an update on what's going on. I mean, this manhunt for the hackers, and as you say, this has kind of been a slow drip process here in the States, Michael, in terms of that this was, you know, it has NSA genesis. But let's walk our listeners through this whole process with this this global cyber attack that we went through this past weekend.
Well, I will say it was not nearly as bad in the United States as it could have been, and I have my theories as to why. And then it was worse in, you know, the more economically disadvantaged the countries, the worse it would be. So what the original sin here, which is the concern, is that the NSA, as we remember, especially during the San Bernardino terrorist attack, had demanded to have back doors open. And there was a fight between Apple and the United States on the FBI on that topic. Well, that made us aware that there are back doors that companies are required to put in their software so that, you know, the authorities can investigate cybercrime. Now, that's never going to go away, folks. If you want to close that off, then you just take away, you just tie an investigator's hands behind his back. Because what the downside of all this new technology is that everything's mixed up. In the 50s, you could have a cable come across, and you could read the inside, and that was it. You wouldn't have to, or you could see where it came from. It was, everything was separate. The internet, everything's mixed up. So the FBI, the NSA, CIA, they have got to reach in and sort of agree not to look at certain things. Okay, so that creates problems with some privacy people.
Well, you just can't let Susan Rice be part of that look-see team. That's it.
And that, you know, is the issue, right? Because you got some completely trustworthy, quote unquote, people that would never politicize, and you just name one of them, then you go into Eric Holder, and you know, and you see the abuse. Ironically, who's abused it so far publicly? It's a whole other story. All right, now they lose the stuff. All right, so they call Microsoft and they say, "All right, the back door has been divulged." So
we lost the keys.
We lost the keys. Or we let someone know the code, so to speak. So Microsoft closes it and puts it in their patches. Now, there's two issues with this. One is, you know, they can't control everything you do to your computer. If you turn your updates off, your automatic updates off to manual, which some companies have to do because they have high-end software that can interact, then that's a problem. And if they stop supporting XP and 2000, Windows 2000, these are older, what they call, you know, legacy systems that they quit supporting, arguably to make you buy the new stuff, well, those are just sitting there. Now, they did put a patch in, but people aren't patching. So it makes sense. So we're one of the wealthiest countries in the world, most technologically advanced. So it makes sense that we would have the most new stuff and the most updated. So, but London, if it's strange, the UK health service didn't have it. I don't know why. Is that money or is that technology because they didn't have an auto update? But they got hit first, but then it spread and India got hit bad. Russia got hit, which is kind of ironic. Why is that? Well, that's where the big thieves are of Windows operating systems, right? And they don't tap in automatically update because they've got bootleg stuff. So there's a lot of poverty and theft of software that's used around the world. And that seems to me in the analysis, that's where it was the greater hit. But, you know, it wasn't the bad situation, but it's the bigger picture is what else got out and who took it and how did shadow brokers get it and who's weaponizing this stuff?
Well, have you determined who's weaponizing it?
No, because I'm just a peon on the side of the stadium and no one will talk to me. I shouldn't say that.
No. Hey, you're here as an expert, all knowing, our guru here, and now you're telling me that I'm paying you too much. Yes, don't do that. He's the author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael Dougherty is with us, and we continue to discuss the manhunt for hackers behind that global cyber attack. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Bill, do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week. In addition to the extra walk, my hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The country on your smartphone and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. It is I. It is me. It's all of us together here, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, along with Michael Dougherty, live from London at the Cybersecurity Summit. Michael, this situation that you're hearing about in terms of the former FBI chief, Robert Mueller, coming in as a special counsel, what are you making of this?
Well, of course, you observe the immediate reaction from the left and the press is just, you know, let's get the casket ready, and off it goes. And these people have such cognitive dissonance. Robert Mueller's got such an impeccable reputation, and usually special prosecutors are, they're kind of like hiring consultants. They always find something wrong, or they wouldn't have a justification, which is, you know, which unfortunately a victim of that was Scooter Libby. But Mueller could be a different animal, and this can open up the whole thing. I'm very hopeful that this hyperbole and this relentless hysteria will finally get to the facts. And that should make the Clintons very nervous. That should make Susan Rice very nervous. This whole thing is connected.
Well, Susan Rice says, hey, look, she wants immunity. I mean, why would she want immunity, supposedly, if she has nothing to hide?
Exactly.
I thought everybody associated with Obama was given immunity, or were with Clinton. How many immunities were granted, and what did we find out after all those immunities that were given out? Thank you very much, James Comey.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. And you know what? He might not. He might be in trouble as well. I mean, you've got to look at this entire thing. This is what happens when this is. I think of the founding fathers with this. This is absolute power corrupts, and they get delusional that the power will go on forever. And you know, Trump. I mean, people. He is so taken on the establishment. Hate is an understatement, and out comes every single thing. And first one speaks usually loses. So I'm really intrigued to watch this play out. I hope. I don't expect the media to shut up, but I really hope this does not just put his entire administration in suspended animation in the meantime. We've got too many important things that need to happen, and we've got the 2018 election coming up, and we've got to run the deck on the Senate. I mean, we can put it down even more so the Senate can really get going. But, so I hope it goes full steam ahead, and I hope he doesn't dawdle around, and I think it's going to be I think he's going to find out some unfortunate stuff.
I mean, Michael, here we got a special counsel, and the only law that has been broken, you know, let's have a criminal investigation. Well, okay, if we're going to have a criminal investigation, that means you're going to investigate Mike Flynn? I mean, that was the big crime here, was the unmasking of Mike Flynn, you know. And no, but we're going to step over Mike Flynn to go after all these other boogeymen, the Putin boogeymen that's out there. And, you know, ignore the main crime here. I mean, this is so bizarre, and it's all blinded by, you know, as you say, this hatred for Donald Trump. I mean, even Jonathan Turley, you know, the liberal law professor, but still very respected, you know, he says, you know, regarding this obstruction of justice. I mean, you got Congressman Al Green saying, oh, Mr. Chairman, you know, agrees me, but I am calling for the impeachment. I mean, he does this in Congress. And it's, you know, how embarrassing. And, you know, the rest of the I mean, even Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, who's been yelling for impeachment from day one, who says, I didn't say anything about being, you know, impeachment. And ironically, when I was in Los Angeles here last week in Inglewood, there were signs calling for her impeachment. So, you know, go figure. But getting back to what Jonathan Turley had to say, you know, this whole issue, you know, because you say this is all, and I agree, manufactured by the media. They've been whipping this thing up, obstruction of justice. I mean, it's kind of interesting, the code words, how they're consistently used. And but Jonathan Turley says, this noted liberal law professor, he doesn't go along with this. He says, if this is food for obstruction of justice, it is still an awfully thin soup. So a lot to do about nothing, ginned up by the media, as you say. I was glad to hear from Duncan Hunter and other congressmen that they're busy. You know, they're busy about the people's business. And I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, we don't need, you know, 400 or 500. You know, and this is just the people that we elect as bureaucrats, not to mention the machinations behind them, you know, spending way too much time on this Trump thing. Just because people hate him and they're upset. You know, you talk about the people in London and overseas, you know, with interest looking at somebody getting poked at. But what they're maybe missing here is who's getting poked. They think it's Donald Trump. It's not Donald Trump. It's all these bureaucrats that have been lying in the shadows, the deep state and that are getting upset, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I said this is like a vampire movie where someone takes the curtains off the windows during the day. And look who goes hysterical and is losing their mind. And this is another step, another inning down the game. And it's critical. This investigation is critical. It's critical. It's not a witch hunt, as he bemoaned today, and that it's broad and that it has integrity. Because the thing about the left is when they're proven wrong, they don't go, oh, I've learned, I'll move ahead and adjust. They go to magical thinking land. And that's what's happened ever since the election. Magical thinking. And that's why it's just like a two-year-old having a temper tantrum with the hand in the cookie jar. It is, they have magical thinking. And so this should pull that genie back in the bottle.
But that's only one. But you talk about whack-a-mo. I mean, they have this whack-a-mo ideology that if it's not this thing, it'll be something else. I mean, what next after this is proven to be a joke? And, you know, I mean, you already have expert, intelligent bureaucrats have said there's nothing there. I mean, we hear good old Miss Clara, you know, yelling in the background, where the beef? There's no beef here, but meanwhile, we're going to spend all this money, Michael, for a special prosecutor and Ken Starr, we had some comments with him yesterday, talking about, you know, the expense, what has to be done. And, and guess what? They get an open checkbook. You know, just to really look, you know, to look into this. But
this hysteria. This is the integrity of the FBI. We have got to, we really politicize the DOJ and the FBI in the age of Holder.
We didn't do it. Obama. Why? And Holder and Loretta Lynch went along with this as well, you know. And they want to blame Comey.
To dig back into all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and they want to blame Comey because Comey stepped out and gave...
It's all connected.
Yeah. Well, it really is, Michael, because, you know, as I started to say... Okay.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll wait for you.
What I'm trying to say here... Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. We're having fun here. There's a little bit... We got a little bit of delay here, and I guess it's driving us both nuts, and our audience is going, what is wrong with these two knuckleheads? We're just stepping on each other. No, Scott's back in the mothership going, you guys, oh my goodness, the aliens have taken over. But, the deal is with Comey, you know, here he's blamed for stepping forward and assuming the position that Loretta Lynch was supposed to do in terms of declaring whether or not they were going to pursue the case. And Loretta Lynch was very happy to step back and let Comey take the bullet, which is still all over him to this day. And it was her. I mean, nobody is saying she took, you know, three giant steps back and said, hey, Jim, thanks. You know, that's all yours. We're going to let you take the bullet for the team on this one.
Well, and the silence can be deafening. This is going to be really, this is going to be fascinating. But what concerns me also then is I hope the moderate, quote unquote, moderate Republicans that also tossed around the Obamacare repeal, quote unquote, don't pull their thing here either. So.
Yeah. Well, good that you mentioned the Republicans, because where are they in supporting their standard bearer? They're letting him out there hanging to dry. And then, you know, with elections coming up, you know, some of these seats that they thought were not in question could very well be in question because of their lack of leadership and support of their standard bearer. This is not good, what they have done in backing away from Trump. They need to come alongside. I mean, the Democrats have circled their wagons. And meanwhile, the Republicans are off going pell-mell in non-support of the guy who brought them to the dance and who will keep them in the dance. Michael Dougherty on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael.
Good talking to you.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. More than 2.7 million Americans have atrial fibrillation, or AFib, a common type of irregular heartbeat, with symptoms often described as butterflies in the chest. People with AFib have a 5 times higher risk of stroke than those without the condition. Dr. David Rose, a neurologist at the University of South Florida, is encouraging people with AFib to talk to their doctor.
Anticoagulants or blood thinners can help reduce the risk of stroke for people with AFib. That's why it's important to speak with a doctor who can help determine which blood thinner works best for you. Because blood thinners are associated with an increased risk of bleeding, your doctor can help you understand the risks and benefits of treatment. It's also important to ask your doctor about the availability of treatments that can reverse the blood thinning effect in the rare event of an emergency.
If you have atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctor today about your risk for stroke.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Give you all that you want, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time to talk about home ownership. Still the American dream. Okay, people still want to own a home, and millennials are, especially forward-thinking millennials, are buying homes, and they're happy about it. While Dreamers reported last year that they wanted to skip the starter home, according to Bank of America's second annual Home Buyer Insights report, revealed that millennials who have taken the plunge into home ownership are buying the house they can afford now and are looking ahead to their ideal home in the future. In fact, a large majority, we're talking about 68% of millennial homeowners, say their current home is a stepping stone to their forever home. Millennial homeowners are confident they made the right decision in buying. Nearly 80% report home ownership has had a positive impact on their long-term financial picture. So it seems that, maybe as much as things have changed, a lot have remained the same, and it looks pretty optimistic, especially when it comes to the perception of these forward-thinking millennials. And Kathy Cummings is with us, Senior Vice President of Home Ownership Solutions at Bank of America. Kathy Cummings, good to be talking to you again, as always. How are you doing?
Thank you, Bill. Doing great. Thank you.
Well, this is good
news.
Excited
to share some information.
Yeah, this is good news. I think, in terms of the American dream still being home ownership, right?
Absolutely. And, one of the other noteworthy points in the Home Buyer Insight report is that 86% of millennials understand and believe that buying is more affordable than renting. And I was reading the Consumer Price Index report last night, and when you consider that annual rents are going up 3.8% year over year, it makes getting into a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage where you have that same payment every month pretty appealing.
Exactly. Now, Kathy, are you finding out, relevant to this number,
Is there some regional effect to this, like in some regions, because of homes being a little bit more affordable as opposed to like New York or California, for example?
Well, I have one of those pesky millennials myself up in Manhattan, or actually she works in Manhattan, but she lives in Brooklyn, and she's trying to buy a home. And over a year ago, we started the process, and she gave me her wish list for what she wanted in a home, and I went, uh-huh, okay. So then she went shopping and quickly realized that she was going to have to ratchet back her expectations, and it's been interesting ever since then. But the interesting thing to me is that we did some oversampling in high-cost markets, and we'll use Boston as an example. 85% of those surveyed recognize the financial business, benefits of on their long-term financial plan of buying a home. So high-cost markets, and it really is driven by a couple of different factors. One is affordable inventory, and the other one is increasing rental costs. So I think that that's what's really motivating millennials to say, you know what, it's time to get off the sidelines.
Yeah, it's time to bite the bullet. And the other thing, especially on these these markets where the prices are higher. The good news is, the evaluation of that home increases a little bit better too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think that people kind of kick themselves when they start looking at what they could have gotten a house for 5 years ago. But I think that times have changed as well. So as an example, one of the things that was shocking in the report is that more than 45% of those surveyed felt that you needed to put 20% more or down or more on a mortgage. And that's not true. We've got a product out there right now called Affordable Loan Solution where you can put down as little as 3%, and it doesn't have monthly mortgage insurance, which can amount to a substantial savings in your monthly payment.
Well, that's great. I mean, and you're right that some of these old perceptions, because, you know, here it is. I mean, during, my experience, it's always been anywhere 10, 15, 20%, depending on the rate that you were trying to go for. But, these kind of vehicles and instruments that are available to homeowners today or home buyers is very positive. I mean, 3% down, I mean, that's incredible.
Right. And, you know, the great thing is, you know, all I do is try to help educate folks. One of the tools that we put out to help people understand what additional assistance they can get, because many state housing finance agencies, local municipalities, nonprofit agencies offer down payment programs. So we put out a website. It's bankofamerica.com/downpaymentcenter. Where you can enter your city and state, and it'll pop up with all of the different down payment assistance programs that we support.
Oh, wow, that's a great idea. Wow, that's awesome. That's a big help. So with this report, this year's report, Kathy, what were the big surprises for you?
Yeah, I think the biggest, absolutely, was the fact that people still believe you need to put over 95% of those surveyed. I thought that you either had to put 5% or more and the down payment, or they just were unsure. So I think that, you know, we still have some work to do to educate folks that you don't have to have 20% down. You don't have to have a perfect FICO score. And it's okay to have student loan debt. It's just that you need to figure out your full financial plan, look at all of your financial priorities, and, you know, determine whether home ownership is right for you. If you are in a job where you think you might move in a year, maybe you don't buy a home. But if you feel like you've got, you know, a stable employment situation in a market, or you just feel that this is the right time for you, and you're tired of those annual rent increases, then, you know, talk to us. Let's see if it's right for you.
What are the ratios that the banks are looking for in terms of income to mortgage costs?
Yeah, 43% is typically what we're saying, no more than 43% of your total income for your total debt. So what this particular product, the Affordable Loan Solution product, has, it's called a single ratio, meaning it doesn't matter what percentage of that 43% is for your house and your other debt, like student loans and car, et cetera. So it's a single ratio mortgage.
Now, when you say single ratio, explain that to our audience, because I just saw some eyes cross. What do you mean by that?
So a single ratio means it doesn't matter what percent of your income it goes towards the home in that 43%. So typically and historically, they would say keep your mortgage at 28% of your gross income. What this particular product is saying that it's 43% of your total income for all of your debt, all of your recurring debt, like your car, your mortgage, et cetera.
Okay. So the mortgage included in that 43%.
Exactly.
This will give people something, you know, something to look at, and certainly the resource that Bank of America offers in terms of the down payment. Remind everybody quickly of that down payment link, because I know that there were I could hear pencils, you know, people noting this and you know, and noting it on their cell phones. What is that?
Absolutely.
What is that link again?
It's bankofamerica.com/downpayment center. And
well,
if
that's,
you want to learn more,
okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you want to learn more about the product itself, you can either go to bankofamerica.com/mortgage, or call 866-466-0979.
Well, Kathy, boy, these are some great points that you're sharing with us. And, of course, it's we can thank your daughter for this, too, because you've got real-life experience that you're working with right now. You know, as pesky as she may be, tell her that we said thank you, that she's been going through this, and you as well, for, you know, going through, because this makes what you deal with on a daily basis personal and, you know, incredibly informative, because you have a lot to offer, you know, in terms of solutions for would-be homeowners.
Absolutely, and we're happy to help. And if folks want to see more about the Home Buyer Insights Report, they can go to bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Well, Kathy, good stuff here. I really appreciate you stopping by. Kathy Cummings, the Affordable Housing Programs Executive for Bank of America Home Loans Neighborhood Lending Team on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This report is brought to you by Merck. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called it a silent killer. Chronic hepatitis C virus affects 3.5 million Americans, and U.S. veterans are three times as likely to be infected as the general population. Dr. Eric Lawitz, a veteran and physician at the Texas Liver Institute in San Antonio, is teaming up with Merck to urge veterans to talk to their doctor about Hep C.
Chronic hepatitis C can have serious consequences. If left untreated, there's a high risk of liver damage, including liver failure or liver cancer. Even though it can be detected by a simple blood test from your doctor, about half of those infected don't even know it. But thanks to recent medical advances, people with this disease have treatment options.
If you are a veteran, don't wait. Talk with your doctor about chronic Hep C today.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there for you. Lots of things. Lots of goodies, too, to help you out and advance the cause and, you know, even make things cheaper for you. Always looking for a better way here. Any way we can bless you, we do that. If you want to drop me an email, keep those emails coming. We're getting a lot lately. It's good that you're engaging us that way. Happy to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It's time to bring on Ryan Morrow. Ryan is here. The good professor is a professor of Homeland Security, Counterterrorism, Political Science, a Shulman Fellow at the Clarion Project, and National Security Analyst. Ryan, how are we doing?
Doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, good to have you on here. I want to talk about Faith Keepers, the groundbreaking movie, and also I want to talk about the latest update regarding the Syrian Christians and what is going on there. So why don't we deal with Faith Keepers first? This is a groundbreaking movie that is demanding action on Christian persecution, and it is a movie that will be premiered next week, right?
That's right. May 23rd is the big premiere with churches and synagogues as well, showing it across the country. But you can show it at your church after that point, whenever you get around to it. And it's something that every Christian needs to do. It's about the genocide of Christians in detail in the different countries of the Middle East. It also goes into other non-Christian minorities to show that the story just keeps repeating over history. And right now, it's going after even moderate Muslims. It's going after Yazidis. The genocide's targeting all sorts of people. And this is really our calling right now. There is no greater calling right now for the church than to stand up for those that are being persecuted in the Middle East. This is not a lost situation. It's not one of those things where you say it's the Middle East, the Christians are inevitably going to be wiped out, so I want to focus on another issue. That's not what the Christians say there. This is something that can be stopped and it can be reversed. And so that's what we're hoping to do with this film. And I would just say strongly, anyone out there that's ever said that they care about the persecution of Christians overseas but does not take the 5 minutes to email or call their church leaders to have this shown, which they will inevitably agree to 99% of the time,
right,
really needs to question whether they mean their words. I mean, this is easy. This is an easy win for Christians to do something.
Well, and it's kind of what you say is that if you're not against it, then you're complicit for it. And being against it is not just saying you're against it. Is where is the action to back up the words that you say when you say you're against it, right?
Right. If you're not willing to spend literally 5 minutes of your time, maybe less, to contact your church elders and send a trailer to the film and say, I want this shown at the church, then I'm thinking of a polite way to say you're full of it. I mean, it just, how can you claim to care about an issue and not be willing to do the easiest thing possible about it, especially when the consequences are so high in Iraq alone? And this film covers all sorts of Middle Eastern countries. Just this is one country. 1.1 million Christians used to be there in 2003. Some say as high as 1.5 million. The estimates now are as low as 200,000. That's how many people have been killed, forced to flee. They're starting to come back a bit now because ISIS was kicked out. But when I was there earlier this year, what they all said was, we're going to rebuild this place. We're going to make a miracle happen. But we also know that someone else is going to try to commit genocide against us. It might be the Iranian-backed militias that are in the area. It might be another Sunni terrorist group. Whatever it is, there's another genocide coming around the corner, and we need the American church to help us stop it.
Well, I was involved in a fundraiser. It was a TV, it was a telethon last year, Ryan, and what was brought to light there was the Nineveh province, you know, the old area of Mesopotamia, and, you know, the Assyrian Christians and how they had been wiped out. And, you know, amazing that prior to ISIS coming through, they had rebuilt. The home ownership was at an all-time high. Properties were going for, you know, as much as $500,000 there, believe it or not. And that's totally wiped out now. And ISIS came in, took over the property. Of course, they sold the property to gain money to fund, you know, to raise funds for their, you know, for their armies and that. And this is what they've been doing. I mean, this is, you know, very typical of what happened in the Nineveh province is occurring right now throughout the Middle East in these persecuted areas. And clearly the target has been Christians. You know, in America, I mean, you know, we can talk about, you know, Muslims all the time we want. You mention Christians and all of a sudden people are, you know, somehow offended. Well, forget about whether it's Christian or Muslim. I mean, these are people. These are, you know, God's creation that are being wiped out. And, you know, we have kind of seen this or even have read about it. If you've had any connection at all with the history books, you know, it's history has a way of repeating itself, doesn't it?
Yes. And part of that history repeating itself is us dropping the ball. And we want to change that. And the stuff that the Islamist radicals in the Middle East are doing to the children is just plain. It goes beyond persecution. I understand that there's this radical strain that says you need to force them to convert or kill them or live under your domination. But ISIS and these other groups go even beyond that. I mean, the things that they do are just to cause harm to people. They're monsters. It's just a, it's completely unnecessary even by their own radical standards. So that's something that the church needs to be aware of, and we have the Faith Keepers Fund, and this is part of any screening that you can show. Just take a collection and give the money to the Faith Keepers Fund, and what we do is we work with a handful of organizations with little or no overhead that we verified that help the Christians and other minorities in the region get what they need in order to survive, prosper, and come back and put in at least try to stop some of this, and we distribute it as they need it. So there's a checks and balances because you're not just investing all your hopes in one nonprofit. You have a neutral player, and these are groups that have a track record of doing things like providing job training. Like, it's not just about people being killed and injured. What about if you return to your home in Iraq and you have a shirt on and you have food, so it looks like you're okay, but you're dealing with psychological trauma. You need counseling.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Or what if you don't have the money to rebuild your home? So it's there, it's destroyed, but it's not like you're getting an insurance payout. So, and you need to get a job, but you don't have the job skills. So all those things is what these organizations get involved in and help with.
Well, so again, the takeaway, Ryan, you know, for our listeners to get involved, those who say, and I don't mean to make it sound so indicting, but this is really serious. I mean, if you say you're a Christian, where's the action that backs this up? I mean, you have brothers and sisters in the Middle East right now that are being persecuted beyond your imagination. See, this is the problem that we have, is because they can't even imagine this. You know, it just seems so far away, and, you know, this is how evil flourishes, because we just cannot, you know, allow ourselves to think just how diabolical it is, how beyond reason, beyond our own understanding that evil is. And there are people just like you and me that were right smack dab. They're the effect of it. And they're, you know, experiencing this living hell. And what are we going to do? Are we going to be like the Christians in Germany of years gone by where the Jews were, you know, passing by in those crowded train cars, and they were crying and screaming for help. And the response was, well, just sing louder so you can't hear them, you know, you can't hear the crying voices. Is that what we're going to do?
If the church doesn't awaken to this, I might quit the field of activism. Like this is the most important thing, as well as the easiest thing to do. And if the church doesn't awaken to this in a big, big way, I'm going to lose hope. I don't know how I'll recover from it. But to give you an idea of just what impact you can have, when I was in the destroyed Christian city of Karakosh in Iraq earlier this year, there was a guy in the best mood because he had earned $75, like a week ago, from a translating job. And that was going to help him and his family. $75. So over there, a small amount does such good. That impacted a family, and this guy was doing big things over there. He wasn't just sitting on it. He was involved in all sorts of things to help other Christians. If he can be so thankful for $75, we can all not go out for dinner one night. Like, I spent $15 on a bacon cheeseburger last night. Like, we can all give up something that will have a huge impact over there and donate it to the Faith Keepers Fund, or at least have a screening. And if we're not up to that task, I'll be speechless. I'll be speechless.
How can they do this? How can they get connected with Faith Keepers and encourage their elders, their pastor, to air this at their church? And again, I want to remind everybody before Ryan gives us that information, is that the film itself will be premiering in the United States on May the 23rd. Talk about the premiere. We got about a minute left. So how will that be premiered, Ryan?
Well, the premiere is like a telecast, or if you have the DVD on you by that time, then you can just show it in your church. But it can be after that. It doesn't have to be May 23rd, so you don't have to feel stressed out if time limits you. But the best way to get involved is to go to clarionproject.org, or you can go to the Faith Keepers Facebook. Just Google Faith Keepers, and we have our own website for that. That's all you need to know. It's just the word Faith Keepers. And you can find everything that you need in order to set up a screening, contact us. If you want to get involved in a bigger way than taking the 5 minutes to set up a screening, we can do that as well. But now is your time. As a Christian, now is your time.
Well, Ryan Mora, really appreciate you coming on. I know that we wanted to talk about the other threats that abound, but certainly this is a singular focus. It deserves more focus, you know, in spite of all the distractions that we're faced with in our country. And as you say, you know, we all go out, we've had big dinners, and, you know, and you hear the story of what $75 can do for a man and his family there in the Middle East. It can go a long way. Certainly, we can do some heavy lifting here. And you guys have made it easy, the Clarion Project, to get involved with Faith Keepers. It will premiere in the United States on May the 23rd. You can have your own personal premiere by getting involved and bringing it to a church near you that needs to hear this message, and a message that will put our faith to action. Ryan Morrow, a Shulman Fellow at the Clarion Project. Ryan, thank you so much for being with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.